Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's franchise tag deadline day, maybe, unless the league ends up pushing it back, which is a distinct possibility. The Packers headline this morning, obviously, Devin Funchess taking a $750,000 pay cut. How's your day going? That's right. Sticking around, at least making his way to the 90-man offseason roster, one would think, after taking said pay cut. Doesn't guarantee anything. Doesn't mean he's made the squad. Gives him an opportunity to compete, and we'll see how it goes from there. Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. We got Twitter in the house. We got Facebook. We got YouTube. Look at y'all having a great time. You don't even need me. I just got to show up and start the stream, and you guys just go to town. Sandy, how are you? Good to see you. What's up, Nags? How do Patreon members go about buying the draft guide so as to get early access? Mark, if you are a Patreon member, when you do purchase the draft guide, make sure you utilize the same email address. We will have, last year we just cross-referenced all the emails from the draft guide purchases with Patreon memberships. If for whatever reason you can't, say, line those two up, if you're on separate computers or separate accounts or whatever, but just shoot me an email at aaron@cheeseheadtv.com and I'll make sure to flag it. But if you are a Patreon member, rest assured you will get early access to the draft guide. What is up? How are you, people? Blaine, how you doing, man? Morning, Nags. Who trades for Preston? Brent, I have no idea. Patriots? Colts? Probably somebody in the AFC with some maneuverability when it comes to the cap. I'd be absolutely shocked if he actually gets traded myself. What is Blake? It's back, Tom. Funchess is back. It's an old joke. Welcome to, what, circa 2015 on the internet? Nags, 20 revenue losses, sure, but new TV deal coming. Gambling money, 17th game, expanded playoffs, CBA locked in. Why not keep the cap flat for one season? Rusty, they might. We still don't know. We still don't have a actual number yet. So we'll see. I think there are probably factions within the league making that case. You know, I do think it will end up going down simply because of what has been negotiated prior, but it's a possibility. No doubt about it. And I think this deal with Dak Prescott we saw last night is kind of the first kind of owner saying, all right, I know there's big money coming. So it's not so much they're getting out ahead of it, because I do think they probably are now paying more than they would have had to had they locked him up last year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But now that that new TV and, you know, media money is on its way, I think we're going to see teams be able to or willing to make some splash moves like we saw last night. Devin Funchess is back. He also will have some value on the wide receiver core. Thoughts? Oh, Big Al with the thoughts question. I'm interested to see him in green and gold. I think he's a big physical body that you can line up on the perimeter. You know, he has been at times in his career a really effective red zone weapon. I don't know how effective he's going to be with Aaron Rodgers, though. Aaron famously doesn't like to throw those 50-50 balls where Funchess has really excelled, but maybe they grow chemistry throughout the offseason into the year, and Aaron starts to feel a little bit more comfortable with that idea. So, you know, and I do think in this offense, we've seen, especially last year, they were so effective in the red zone. The scheme does a very good job of getting guys open. Aaron himself said there's a lot of times I just don't have – guys are wide open. I just have to make sure not to mess up the throw. I do think, yeah, Funchess gives you another big body down in the red zone. Go to work, man. Should be fun to watch. Howdy, y'all. How are you, DFW? Good to see you. Since Funchess took a 750 pay cut, how much is he making? Free lunch in the Packers cafeteria. Well, he was making just under two, so I got to think he's hovering around a mil right now, probably close to the veterans minimum. Are the Packers super disciplined on best player available, or do they think they've never reached at a need in the draft? Oh, they've reached. There's no doubt. Every team does. Sometimes best player available is a spot where you're completely stocked and it makes literally no sense to take the player. You know, they try to limit it, obviously, but every team pays lip service to taking the best player available and then reaches for need. It happens every year. No question about it. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Let's say a player enters a year with no guaranteed money on his contract. How does he get paid? If he starts all 16, 17 games, does he get 100% all of his money? Well, one would assume, yeah, he gets his salary weekly. Some of that also will depend, on roster bonuses, active bonuses. Sometimes that's baked into guys' contracts. But yes, very simply, without a signing bonus, something that's prorated, et cetera, you basically get paid every week, including your bye week. Do I still think Rodgers? Nathan, do you still think Rodgers? I do still think Rodgers. Do you still think Rodgers gets done? Yeah, probably. Prior to the start of the new league year? Very much so. I think that Dak deal will kickstart a lot of conversations around the league, especially at the quarterback spot. Worst playoff losses, 10s Packers or 80s Browns? Bryson, why you got to bring the pain this morning, man? That ain't nice. That ain't cool. We're just sitting here having a chat. We're talking Packers. Why you got to bring out the pain, man? Come on. I'm going to say probably 10 Packers, though, because you've got Aaron Rodgers. And as good as those Browns teams were, Bernie Kosar? He's no Aaron Rodgers. So you have higher expectations, I would think. So probably 10 Packers. Why you gotta hurt me? Why you gotta hurt me like that? That ain't nice. Anything on Big Bob? Not yet, John. I think it's a pretty perfunctory move, though. I would be absolutely shocked if they do anything other than put the second round tender on him and get him back. Walter, thanks for the super chat. If Tonyan doesn't return, are we banking on DeGuara and Jace? Yes, but Tonyan will return. So let's not worry about it. And don't forget, Big Dog is probably back. It's you, Nags, who hates the 50-50 ball. I would throw a 50-50 ball every time. Are you kidding me? I do sometimes Madden, and I get picked off a lot. So that makes Rodgers correct. If they tag Jones and pay him the $8 million, can they add incentives? No, not on the tag. The tag is straight up. There's no negotiating around it. Once you sign that tender, that is what you were playing for. There are no incentives. Love the idea of Amari Rodgers in the draft. His name has really picked up this last week or so. I think I saw that interview where he said he'd love to play with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I mean, giddy up. I'd love it. I'd love that combination. If Josh Jackson needs a change of scenery, what change of scenery guy should we get in exchange? That is a wonderful question. Haven't really looked into it. I'd have to think about it. Tom Brady. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Ask me again next week when I've had some time to ponder on it and look around the league. I love when the Green Bay Packers players make plays and the Packers are good. Don't care about who makes the play. Just love being a Packer fan. That's one of the dopest comments I've ever read. I couldn't agree more. 1,000%. Make the play. I'm going to cheer. I'm going to drink some beer. I'm going to dance my dance. I'm going to dance with some Todd Rundgren. There you see? That's a good outlook on life right there. I like it. Franchise tag Tyler Lancaster. All right, Joey. Now people are gone. This week going to be bonkers, Norman. It's shaping up. There's a good possibility. We'll see. Who knows, man? We could get word today that they push back the franchise tag. Maybe they push back the start of the new league year, or franchise tag deadline stays. We see a flurry of activity at the end of the day, and they say game on to the start of the league year, and we start seeing all sorts of moves. And they don't give us a cap number until like Thursday. It's going to be nuts. Duke, yes. I know it's early in the process, but what's your ideal pick at 29? I don't have a specific player, but I will say I suspect it will be an offensive tackle or a defensive lineman, depending on who falls. Maybe a wide receiver. But those are my two kind of spots. Those are the two positions I would look at. Pride and glory is the Green Bay Packers story. Look at TKM at his post. I like it. What does your dance look like, Nags? Oh, Nicholas, I have many dances. So many dances. Todd Rundgren with a question mark. TKM, banging the drum all day. The song that they play when they score touchdowns at Lambeau. Come on, man. I'd play it here, but, I'd get the video taken down and I don't want that. The song that we play for the intro of Blogosphere is based on Bang the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. True story. Stephon Gilmore takes are just clickbait. Nathan, sadly, probably true. I'd be absolutely shocked if the Packers made that move. Pretty out of character for Gutekunst. Doesn't mean it can't or won't happen, but it would be surprising. Happy Tuesday, Paul. What's up, man? How are you doing? Nights with Nagler. Nights with Nagler's on its way. Nags, do you think the Packers should draft another cornerback or sign a veteran free agent like Xavier Rhodes? I would think they need to draft one, if not two, corners at this point. Oh, Jacob, no. No, Jacob, 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 no. Trade Devontae for Gilmore? No. 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 Gary, going to be scary. You darn right. Jacob, you crazy. Yeah, Tonks, you tell him. Gilmore would be out of character, but they would have the best secondary in the league. Well, they'd be up there, no doubt about it. Gilmore across from Jair, that's cooking with gas, people. Oh, David, thanks for the super chat. Do you think that the team has seen enough of Jordan Love to tell if he can succeed Aaron Rodgers at some point, or do they need a full offseason and preseason? They haven't come close to seeing enough of Jordan Love to know anything about him. Yeah, he's barely played. Don't forget, he was the number three guy on the roster last year, which means during practice, he's barely getting snaps. No, they need not only the full offseason, but all of preseason, which is why I asked Brian what I did when we got to talk to him a couple weeks ago. They need to see him on a football field playing in a game, multiple games. And that's just going to start to scratch the surface of finding out what they have. They are nowhere near knowing what they have in Jordan Love. Not even close. Aaron Jones doesn't get the tag. He's pretty much gone. Yes, Nick. If he doesn't get tagged today, presuming that the deadline sticks today, if Jones doesn't get tagged today, you can wave goodbye. How viable is Josh Neiman as a starting right tackle? Mike, I have no idea. We have barely seen him on a football field. We've barely seen him play. They've kept him around, so they clearly like the guy. I would love to see more of him. I saw a little bit last summer, but man, I have no idea. Maybe. But, you know, the fact that he has been so sparingly utilized up to this point would tell you that he's probably pretty raw. But who knows? Maybe he's been developing. They're ready to throw him into the mix and let him compete. We'll find out. Since the salary cap is probably being lowered this season, are there more teams over the cap than teams under the cap? I believe that is true, Richard. Yes. If more teams are over the cap, then I would expect to see many teams use their franchise tag. Yeah, that's one theory, especially since the tag numbers will be decreased along with the cap. It's all about maintaining control of those players for teams that, like you say, are cash strapped and or have problematic issues with their cap. I do think teams are going to be utilizing the tag a lot more maybe than in years past. We've already seen a flurry of activity this morning. The Giants reportedly are using it on Williams. Maybe that means Dalvin Tomlinson makes it to the market, or maybe that means they use the tag on Williams and get Tomlinson under a long-term deal, which I would hate. But I do think, you're going to see a number of teams, again, provided that the deadline sticks around today, that we'll see a lot of news throughout the day, tags being thrown down. Aaron Rodgers' philanthropy is pretty awesome. Duke, you are 1,000,000,000%. I'm sure you all follow Aaron on Instagram. If you're not, it's pretty amazing watching how much he is doing back in his hometown area as far as the grants that he's giving out to local businesses, helping them not only stay afloat, but to, thrive going forward out of this pandemic, which is still a very serious issue, obviously. And he is making sure that a lot of the places that, around his hometown of Chico and the surrounding areas are at least being given a fighting chance. And it's phenomenal. You can just scroll through his feed and watch video after video of local business people being surprised, although I think most of them probably understand. Yeah, there's a good chance Aaron Rodgers is about to pop on. But it's great. It's just great. Highly recommended if you need a pick-me-up, any kind of affirmation of some of the good in this world. Tim Boyle is going to be the Bears starter next year. Ben, don't speak that into existence. We don't need that. It's going to be weird. I don't know how they're going to handle that. The whole Boyle Love thing is going to be interesting because you've got to get Love snaps and you got to play him and you've probably got to make him the two. So do they bring Boyle back to be the three? Can they afford to keep a third quarterback? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Do you think there's any chance Jamal Williams returns? A very small chance. Not a great chance. Packers trivia again. Always a fun segment. John, yes, Packers trivia will be back. We'll be returning in a couple weeks. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, but we will be doing it this offseason again. No question about it. Man, I wish Jason Spriggs panned out. What a random comment. Yeah, it would have been nice. You know, they traded up to get the guy. Would have been great if he could play. Happy hour this week. Yes, Oz. I just haven't posted it on the Patreon page, but it'll be the same time as usual. I'll get it up later today. Smash that like button, folks. Support, support. Thank you, number one Packer fan. That's very nice of you. Resign Al Harris. Okay, now we're off. Nags, do you enjoy the draft? Not as much as I used to, Brandy. I do enjoy it. I do love seeing, obviously, who the Packers acquire. And I do love following along live. I do think kind of the oversaturation of draft coverage has dulled my enjoyment of it a little bit. I try. That's why I kind of keep most of it at arm's length now in a way I didn't used to. I used to consume everything, and read every mock draft, etc. But now it's like, man, you know, Christmas is going to come and we'll find out. And no mock draft is ever right. And lots of, like 80% of what you read online is just absolute garbage. I know there are a few people I trust. And even they, you know, don't come close to batting 1,000 when it comes to evaluating players, what have you. And then after the guys get selected and you know what teams they're on, you have to wait years to know, was that the right choice? Did the Packers make the right moves, etc.? But there's all this instant analysis and all grading the draft, and it's all garbage. And I don't know. It really, the apparatus around the draft has really kind of soured me on the experience somewhat as of late. But when the draft is actually occurring, I have a ball. And to that end, we'll be having 3 days of live streaming here at Cheesehead TV. We did a live stream last year for the first round. We'll be doing it for all 7 rounds because why the hell not? We're all watching it anyway. So Corey, myself, Patreon members, you'll have a special Zoom just like we did last year. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully a few players show up just like last year. It's going to be a good time. You guys should stick around. Have fun. Any idea when the salary cap will be released? No. And what position do you think we target in free agency? That's a good question. I think they'll make calls on a lot of different positions. I think defensive line is something they've got to look at. Corner, I think, is an obvious one, although I don't know how much they'll be able to lay out in free agency dollars. But I think those two spots are pretty obvious, and wide receiver. So kind of the places they're always looking at. I kick ass 44. Thanks for the super chat. If it weren't for COVID, would the Packers still be struggling for cap space? No. 1,000,000,000%. And you can safely ignore anyone who tells you otherwise. I mean, they'd still, you know, obviously have some, you know, things to do, moves to make, what have you. But without COVID, without the pandemic wrecking the cap and making things problematic as far as it going down rather than up the normal 10 million, which it has every year since the earth cooled, they'd be absolutely fine. Now, that doesn't mean they could keep everybody. They'd still have hard choices to make, but they would be in much better shape had COVID not happened. No doubt about that. And they would not have a problematic cap situation. Oh, no. Randy, well, I choose life. Drinking game. Take a shot every time somebody says clock while watching the draft. Oh, no. I choose life. Could McAfee come back and punt for us? Well, I don't know about McAfee, but someone's got to come in and compete. There's no way they're not bringing competition for J.K. Scott. They absolutely have to. What is the most loaded positions in this year's draft, at least from what the experts think? Chris, I know wide receiver, once again, is a deep, deep position in this draft. And offensive tackle, somewhat top-heavy, but very deep as far as the quality guys. There are a lot of them. Those are obviously two positions the Packers will be looking at. Another position the Packers need to look at, which isn't very deep, is defensive line / defensive tackle. Wide receiver and offensive tackle are two of the deepest spots in this year's draft. And that's according to pretty much everyone I've talked to who actually does this for a living, both in the media and on the team side. Who the 14th just get here so we know what the fuck is going on? Paul, that's some good stuff right there. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you really want to support what Cheesehead TV does, please head over to Patreon and consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. It goes to support everything we do. But if you can't, I totally understand. Please do just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. And who knows, if there's news later today, either the cap or Aaron Jones, the tag, what have you, we'll probably get some extra cheese in. So be on the lookout. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.